Solskjaer knows all about Liverpool being huge, obviously, because he was part of the Scandinavian Liverpool supporters club, allegedly.
I love that. There's a picture that Walshy put up in December where he'd basically like written crime paints onto an Umbro top that Solskjaer was wearing, and we've been getting DMs from people saying, is this real? Like, can we write a story about this?
He absolutely fumes at the idea, doesn't he? And he's another one where, like, you know, he's probably playing to the gallery a little bit, but like, there's a thing, isn't he, where he met an Irish journalist and shook his hand, and then when the Irish journalist said he supported Liverpool, he went, I wouldn't have shook your hand if I knew you supported Liverpool, and walked away. So sound, I mean, I can't wait to see his face when they've got beat.
That horrible face.
In terms of, maybe we should do it, like, instead of me just like ripping the Manx for another
I mean, all he's got it tough in this podcast.
He's had a nightmare, to be fair to him.
I mean, it was about time. But in terms of the actual, the game and what he's been doing there, I'll give him a small bit of credit in that he's obviously got Pogba playing again, he's obviously got Rashford playing again, and the pair of them are linking up really well as well. The stats kicking around this week saying, you know, the set each other up, they're both scoring goals, and they didn't do that under Mourinho. They were asked to do jobs they didn't really want to do. How do Liverpool, what how do you want to see Liverpool set up, and how do you think Liverpool go about stopping those two?
I think the during the PSG game, when I saw Lingard and Martial go off, I was watching that game and instantly thought that's how Liverpool can hurt these, if they've got no pace in the wings. I think that'll be interesting to see who they play, whether Mata plays and one of Lingard and Martial makes it, whether they're both on the bench. I think that'll be a deciding factor in terms of how how much Liverpool push forward and how much Liverpool get at United early on. I think that I think it's going to be a tight first half, and think it'll be decided in the second, in terms of I think Liverpool will grow into this game, and I think that we can hurt them. I think we owe them a performance at Old Trafford, by the way, because under Klopp we've really only had the Coutinho in the Europa League, and even that game we drew. Do you know what I mean?